To find out whether Gigi Hukuk's newfound thrift is good or bad for the economy, we turn, as we often do, to David Wessel. He's the economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Now, Americans are famous for borrowing and spending beyond their means, so are we really saving more?
Absolutely. When you look at the latest government data, you see that for 2007, the personal savings rate was barely above zero. In some months, it was even negative. Yet the last data for December 2008 shows that American households were saving about 5% of their income. It's a big increase. People have less income, but they also have less wealth. Their houses are worth less, their stock market portfolios are worth less, their retirement accounts are worth less, and they're responding by saving more. And it may not be temporary. The Wall Street Journal did a survey of economists, and 43 of the 46 economists we talked to said they expect we will look back at this period as the moment that American households made a significant shift towards thrift.
Now, that sounds like a good thing. For years, politicians are preaching to us that Japan saved and the United States did not. So Americans getting thrifty, is it a good thing?
Yes. In the short run, it's a bad thing, though. Because right now we don't have enough spending and the economy is sinking and there's not enough demand. So the hard lesson is we need to spend more now as a country and we need to save more later as a country. And that's a very hard message for people to get. Because people are saving more, the government is actually giving them money and begging them to spend it. That's what the stimulus is all about. So it's a very confusing mixed message.
Can we get out of the recession if everybody decides that this is the day to borrow less and save more?
No. If everybody decides that it's in their interest to borrow less and save more every day, the recession will get worse and worse and worse. That's one of the lessons in economic textbooks, that sometimes what's good for every individual family is not good for the society as a whole. And that's why that's the argument for having the government do some spending. In effect, the government is going to borrow more and spend more to compensate for the fact that the rest of us are doing just the opposite.
In the long run, what would the economy look like in a new era of thrift?
Well, that's a good question. You know, our economy has been built for the last couple of decades on the expectation that Americans will keep borrowing and keep spending, that the houses will be always bigger than the houses built last year, that there's always room for a new shopping mall, another Starbucks, another Walmart. And if people are really going to save a little more of their income and spend a little less, then we're going to have to readjust our society. And people who depend on consumer spending are going to have to shrink their businesses. And we're going to see, we already see Neiman Marcus pushing Italian designers to cut the price of their clothes. We see Starbucks coming up with some lower priced items. We'll see fewer shopping malls. And it'll be a different kind of country and maybe one that has less conspicuous consumption.
It would be nice to think that manufacturers could come up with things that we might really want to buy that would last longer, that would be better made, that wouldn't be aimed at a sort of instant turnover.
Right. My hunch is that the far-sighted manufacturers who make, say, refrigerators are thinking that instead of making a refrigerator that's 2 inches wider and has 13 more electronic gizmos on the door, that they're thinking, well, if the average house is not going to get any bigger and if people are more worried about energy efficiency and if people are more worried about function than doodads, that they are sitting there thinking like, we have to make more of these more modest, more durable appliances because that's what the market will demand. We don't know if that's the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're thinking somewhere in some marketing department at a refrigerator manufacturer somewhere in the world.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You can learn more about the impact of consumers sitting on the sidelines at our website, npr.org.